brought to you by Penguin.
The Rainfall Market by Yu Yong Guang, read by Rosa Skoda. Episode 1: The Strange Rumor. Somewhere far outside the big city was a place called Rainbow Town, and somewhere in Rainbow Town was a run-down, abandoned house. Rumor had it, if you sent a letter about your misfortune to this house, you would receive a mysterious ticket. If you brought that ticket to the house on the first day of the rainy season, you could completely change your life. No way. That's absolutely ridiculous. Everyone treated it as a fantasy at first, but somehow the story spread like wildfire, and each time it was told, it became more and more elaborate. But though the details were different, they all had one thing in common: the tokkebi. I swear, I saw them with my own eyes. The people who claimed to have visited the house insisted that behind its doors was a secret magical world with beings who called themselves tokkebi, people who looked human but weren't. Don't make me laugh. Naturally, people didn't believe those stories so easily, but Serin wasn't the only one who wanted to know more. Most people snickered when they heard about these tokkebi and their tickets, but Serin would pause with her spoon halfway to her mouth so she could learn more from the rumours. She even borrowed Secrets of the Rainfall Market at the school library, which was no easy feat considering how popular it was. Serin skipped lunch that day, and with the precious book finally in her hands, rushed to a corner of the library. Even the cover of the book was special. The publisher had obviously spared no expense from the way the cover changed colour when Serin held it up to the light at different angles. She stared at the cover for what seemed like forever. There was a heart-stopping quote: "The truth behind the rumours finally revealed." And most importantly, the bright red "Best Seller" mark stamped on the front. Serin hated books, but she couldn't pass this one by. She could tell other people thought the same because the book was already badly worn, even though it had just been published. Taking a deep breath, she gingerly opened the book. Ugh, really? Printed on the front flap was a picture of the author. He was smiling like a robot, and someone had drawn glasses over his eyes and blackened some of his teeth with a permanent marker, so it was impossible to tell what he actually looked like. The rest of the book wasn't much better. Serin found doodles, of course, and even phone numbers and email addresses people had jotted down in a rush. The penciled underlinings she could tolerate, but some of the pages clung together with something yellow and sticky, and Serin had to try very hard to pretend not to notice those. I'm only here for information. Despite all that, the book gripped her from the start. In the introduction, the author wrote about how he had gained entry to the rainfall market. He explained that his life had been hopeless once, and he was often in and out of prison. He used to be as sad as I am, Serin thought. Each time he was released from prison, the author wrote, he had wanted to make a fresh start, but because no one would hire someone with his past, he had nowhere to go and was completely destitute. Everything changed the day he picked up a newspaper to look for job ads. He spotted the words, "Tell us about your misfortune," and an address. The man had nothing left to lose. He poured out his heart on paper and sent it off by mail. To his shock, he heard back. He found a ticket in the letterbox alongside an invitation to a strange marketplace. Serin wondered if she might get a ticket. She tried to compare her life with the author's, but it was hard to tell who had it worse. Before she knew it, she was halfway through the book. Across the chapters, the author described the tokkebi he met and the wonders of the rainfall market. He had even included maps, almost like a travel guide. At the end of the book, the author described how he had chosen a new, happy future for himself at the market, and how that happy life came to be. He had always wanted to be a famous writer, and not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?